Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Just a month ago, I did a Battle on America podcast on how bad I felt for Europeans, poor people, wouldn't be able to leave their countries or re-enter them without first submitting to a face scan, an iris scan, and turning over their fingerprints as if they are common criminals. It's so bad for those poor people. That is the Chinese social credit system. It's exactly the system that China uses. And you're watching freedom die in Europe. I went, thank God, Twyla Brace. I went, thank God, it's not like that here. Twyla Brace is with the Citizens Council for Health Freedom. But then, since then, what's come out in the last month is unbelievable. This is a version of this system. It's coming here.
Absolutely. And people don't understand it because they're just thinking this thing called a real ID is a state driver's license with a star. And it's not. It is the first step to a digital ID for all Americans. It's actually a federal card. It's no longer a state card. The federal government is just letting the states use it as a driver's license, but the law allows it to be expanded to everything under the sun, including, I mean, there's just no limit. So if you just think about it and you look at what's happening in other countries, it could be expanded to you need to have this real ID to access your bank account, to even open a bank account, to get access to medical care, to pay taxes, to get a library book, you rent a car, you know, anything that you can think of, get married, it could be required for. And that's what's happening all around the globe in countries that do not have our constitutional rights, do not have the limits on the federal government, but people don't know. And that's what the real ID is. And people are just getting the real ID to get to the airport. But I'm here to tell you that the airport is just the beginning of this. The whole plan here is to digitize that real ID, to put it on your phone and to have remote access to it. And that's what Congress was told by the organization that is the head of the DMVs around the country. So they were told that in testimony back in December of 2023. So you have to look at this real ID and see that it's a federal card masquerading as a state driver's license. You have to see that it will lead to a social credit system. It requires a biometric of your face. So they're building a digital facial recognition system. And you have to say no. And so we have a website, refusereal ID.org, refusereal ID.org, that will help you learn how to say no, help you turn it back in, and then also figure out, well, how can you fly? Well, you can fly. There are 16 different identification cards that you can use, but you can see how they have just turned up the heat. On Thursday, they said they're going to charge people $18 and put them through a biometric scan if they don't have a real ID or a passport or one of those other identification cards, because they want everybody in the real ID. They want everybody in the digital ID system. And we as Americans have to say no.
Twyla Brace, let me run this by you and see if I've got it right, okay? Because this has not even been reported in one place. I think I've put it all together. You tell me if I got it right, because it's the scariest thing I've seen in a long time. It just came out Thursday, and what it is a notice in the Federal Register about what the Trump administration is going to do next to force you to get a real ID and a digital ID. You heard me correctly. 44% of Americans don't have it. And the federal government's goal is 100% compliance by 2027. Okay, so here's what's What I understand, Twyla, and this is why I've had you on, the rule that was just filed says if you show up to fly without a real ID or passport, they will fine you $18. Then they'll hustle you on over to this TSA biometric kiosk that will then scan your face to verify your identity. Now, every time I talk about this, Twyla Brace, people say, oh, I already did that at the airport. Yes, they already have them at the airports. It's not a unified system yet, but they're at a couple of dozen airports. So wait, you have to, in order to get on that plane, if you refuse to get real ID and you don't have a passport, you have to let them scan your face and compare it to your ID, or you will not be allowed into the secure areas of the airport. And this is being done to force people to break and get the real ID. Do I have that correct? Is that what that Federal Register rule said on Thursday?
That is correct. They would not call it a penalty, and they do not call it a penalty.
Fee,
they say
they
that they're
fee to have your face scanned by the federal government is what it is.
Yeah, but listen to this, because I'm just looking at that lovely little notice that just came out. It says that TSA may decide in certain scenarios to limit the number of times an individual may use the program if he or she repeatedly fails to present an approved ID when attempting to enter the sterile area. So
sterile area is the clear, the safe area
where you're
of the
cleared.
Airport.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
That's correct. So they're basically saying it's not just a new program that they're starting, that if you have to pay this fee in order to use this brand new program that they're starting, but it's really a penalty. They really didn't plan to start this program, but people are holding to not getting the real ID, and they're trying to force everybody in. But then they say, okay, so we got this program. We'll charge you $18. We'll let you fly using that $18 for a total of 10 days, as long as every time that you present at an airport, you can still be verified. But if you
with
do
a
it
face
so often,
scan by the federal
with
government,
a face scan,
that's incredible.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But if you do it too often, we might say, nah, doesn't work anymore for you. Because see, they want you into this real ID. They haven't told you it's going to be digital. They haven't told you they're building a facial recognition system. They haven't told you that it could be all of your life under a federal ID card, a federal. So this is really important. A federal ID card, which administration is going to be the next administration, right? Which administration is going to make sure that it's digital, so that it's trackable, so that they know when you leave your 15-minute city. And for those of you who don't know what a 15-minute city of your listeners, right, they want you in a place where you don't have to drive, where you can walk everywhere, so that you don't, you aren't using up carbon.
Twyla Brace, before we get that far, I mean, I'm shocked by this. I looked this up. I said, is this Joe Biden? Did Joe Biden put this plan together, or Donald Trump? And what I found was that Joe Biden put this whole digital ID plan together to force you and I to adopt real ID. If we refuse to do it, if we're among the 44% of Americans who refuse to get real ID, we are not going to be allowed to fly unless we pay the federal government $18 to scan our face at a kiosk, so that we will then be allowed to get on the plane. And in that kiosk, they're going to compare your face either to the ID you present or their database full of facial scans. A lot of them came from the DNVs. How is Donald Trump implementing this? I thought I dodged this when we defeated Kamala Harris.
Well, you didn't, because actually this all started with George W. Bush.
Figures.
That's where real ID started.
Figures.
Right? And so you have to realize actually the $18, to scan your face, it's just to verify. And if they can't verify, if they think you look a little too different, you still might not get through. So they're trying to put all of this fear into you that you will not be able to fly. And as a matter of fact, on Twitter or X, there was just a post of a woman from TPUSA who they wouldn't accept. They were like, but you're not really who your real ID says you is. And she said, look at my face. Use your eyes. Use your eyes. This is me. They didn't want to let her through to fly. So this, this is all about the computer. Does the computer say you are who you say you are? This is the other thing people need to know. Do not stand in front of that camera at the airport. Do not do that. They are training their systems to be able to recognize you out on the street or wherever you are as they build this facial recognition system. And they are training their computers to see you when you have longer hair, shorter hair, glasses on, no glasses on, a hat, collar, whatever it is. I believe that they are training the computers to be able to recognize yeah. you, because all they have is that ID. They want to figure out, well, how do I see this person and identify them when they look a little different than their ID?
Now,
it's an opt-out, so you don't have to do it.
Well, and the good news, the reason I've had you on today, is this is not locked in, okay? We just learned about this on Thursday because the Trump administration published this horrific rule saying basically we're going after the 44% of Americans who won't adopt digital ID. We are going to make you pay, they call it a fee, I call it a fine, for not having real ID, and you're going to pay us for the privilege of scanning your face if you want to get on that plane. That is what was announced Thursday. Now, the good news is this is a rule in the Federal Register. There's a comment period. It has not happened yet. This is what they're saying they're going to do. How do we stop it, Twyla Brace?
Oh, so first of all, it's not a rule. There is no comment period. Sorry.
Oh, I thought there was. I read that there was in USA Today.
Yeah, sorry. It's a notice.
It's a notice.
It's a notice effective as of Thursday. So the day they issued it was the day they made it effective, right?
Oh, okay.
And so the way to stop it is to start complaining to your state legislators immediately, and your members of Congress immediately. Talk about how this is wrong. This is an invasion of privacy. This is coercion. We put out a legal analysis of the Real ID that was done by the former Solicitor General of Louisiana, and he called Real ID Act a novel form of coercion. And so people must start complaining, and they must continue to refuse. Pay the 18. Well, first of all, the system isn't even in place. The very last part of the notice says collection of the fee will begin when TSA announces that individuals may register for the modernized alternative identity verification program on the TSA website. So they're going to announce it at some time that they have pulled this expensive thing together to try to get everybody to get locked into a federal identification system that could just shut down everything that you need in life, like it's happening in India. In India, when they had a national digital ID system, people were locked out of food stamps. People were locked out of grocery stores. They were locked out of their bank.
Locked out of flying.
Some people even starved.
Well, okay. Twyla Brace, I'm at the end of the segment. Can you stick with me for another segment? You'd be here till about 8:30.
Sure.
Can you do that? Okay.
Sure.
Hang on. This is probably one of the most important segments I've ever done. This has to be stopped, or we will live under the Chinese social credit system. That is exactly what they are building. I don't know if Trump knows his administration's doing this, but we need to let our members of Congress know. We'll have more with Twyla Brace coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Biden administration had a detailed plan for forcing you to adopt digital ID in order to have the privilege of flying and participating in American life. It's a national digital ID. When Kamala Harris was defeated, I breathed a sigh of relief. That plan that we saw the Biden administration building around Real ID would never be implemented. or so I thought, till Thursday. Trump is implementing it. And we have the details this morning. Tyla Brace is the president of Citizens Council for Health Freedom. She has been fighting real ID, which is now morphed into digital ID since 2005. Good morning. Welcome back.
Well, good morning. I'm glad to be here.
So just to re-up this for people, let me attempt to comprehend what I read Thursday, because I about fell off my chair when Laura Ingraham, you know, raised the alarm on this. If you are among the 44% of Americans who refuse to get real ID, the federal government's going to get real with you real fast. When you show up at the airport, according to this rule published by the Trump administration on Thursday, and you don't have real ID or, for now, passport, guess what? Then you have to pay an $18 fine. They call it a fee. I call it a fine. An $18 fine for the privilege of having your face scanned by a TSA kiosk. And then maybe, you're telling me, Tyla Brace, maybe they'll let you fly. Maybe after that, you have to pay the $18 and submit to the face scan to find out if they're going to let you fly. This is what they intend to do. This is the notice of it. Do I have that correct?
That is correct. And if you can't fly, there's no refund. So if, you know, they just don't believe you, or like I gave that that incident most recently of that TPUSA worker who they wouldn't believe her real ID. They're like, it doesn't. Nope. We don't think this is right. It's like, look at my face. Yes, that is correct.
So, okay. And if you're thinking, well, wait, Tara, I thought this was theoretical. They already have these scanners, these face scanners, TSA face scanners at a number of airports. It's just not fully functional yet. It's not ubiquitous yet. You know, in other words, they're a demonstration project, but they will go live. Every airport will have one. You don't have a real ID. You haven't submitted to that. And by the way, when you submit that real ID information, it doesn't just go to the DMV. It goes to the federal government, their database. If you are among the 44% of Americans who do it, you've got to submit to the face scan against either their database, they'll look for your face, or next to your license so they can confirm who you are. And again, they may not let you fly. And you said that just happened to the woman with TPUSA. She was stopped and couldn't fly.
Right. Yeah. She's talking on, she might have been on Instagram or TikTok, but I saw it on X. And she was just so frustrated because she just told them, use your eyes, look at my face, whatever the computer says, this is me, it's me. And she had a real ID. So she was just really frustrated. So there should be no idea that this is going to stop anybody getting into the airport who's bad. It's also probably going to stop lots of people who are who they are from getting into the airport, because it's all about what the computer says and what the computer thinks and how the computer looks at your face versus your ID. I think, you know, when people think about digital ID, they have to understand what our law says. This is what people don't understand. They're like, well, I just need this to fly. It's just a driver's license with a star. No, it's not. It's a federal ID under federal control. It's masquerading as a state driver's license. And the federal government has hijacked the state DMVs. But more than that, here's what the law says. The law says that this real ID is required for access to federal buildings, nuclear facilities, commercial airlines, and any other purpose that the Secretary of Homeland Security shall determine. Any other purpose. That's what the law says. That's not a rule. That's not a bureaucrat saying it. That is what our government passed in our Congress passed in 2005. And it means that one single bureaucrat who they say in a 2008 rule, they say, no, we don't have to go to the president. We don't have to go to Congress. We can expand this at will by the determination of this one bureaucrat. And so this is where, when it's digitized and the bureaucrat says, well, you know, 47% of all healthcare spending is done by the government, I think we will make it a requirement now for access to medical care. And of course, this is the next thing that they could do to get all the recalcitrant, all the refuseniks to actually do it, because of course, not everybody has to fly, but everybody needs a doctor.
Absolutely. And you can see that happening. It's already happening in Europe, where they've announced this exact same system, except they're saying if you don't have the digital ID, you cannot work, you cannot buy a home, you cannot rent a home, and you can't buy a car. So you're already seeing this is identical system. And I was horrified when it was rolled out in Europe, and you're watching the Trump administration do it here. They just announced it Thursday. Okay. But I want to hit you with the opposite side. Okay. And I want to see what you're going to say, Twyla. And then, and we got to wrap the segment. Here's what I've just gotten some feedback from a texter. If you're going to fearmonger about national security measures and criticize measures to create safe skies, then at least offer alternative solutions. Real ID isn't just about air travel, but eventually about safe voting. I agree with Real ID, but I also agree there should be limitations. Could you address that text that I just got?
Yeah, so voting, boy, the last thing that you want is to have the federal government in charge of the card that will determine whether you can or cannot vote in your state and federal elections. Because that is what's going on here. This is where this is all about states' rights. You know, we have a constitution. It limits the federal government in order to protect us all from the federal government. The attorneys general in every state should be protecting us from the federal government and federal encroachment. The last thing that we need is for the federal government to create a digital ID that will determine whether or not you can vote. And what they found in India is that all sorts of people could not vote who should have been able to vote. They couldn't get things because the government decided that it wasn't a good enough ID, or they didn't figure out if they were poor how to get to the ID, but suddenly they couldn't even vote. And so, you know, and so this idea that the federal government is going to have this kind of control over the states, we have 50 states. In 2017, 116 or 113 state legislators wrote a letter to President Trump and said, this is a usurpation of states' rights. It's an unfunded mandate. It's a usurpation of states' rights. It's a privacy violation of the Fourth Amendment. These legislators were correct. And it's only because Obama stood up in late 2015 and said, you won't be able to fly in 2016, that suddenly everybody got really nervous, contacted their state legislators, and the state legislators repealed the laws that said that they would not submit to the Real ID. So initially, state legislators knew this was unconstitutional and wrong. And we have to get state legislators to do the exact same thing
again under Trump. And I've got to wrap this up. And I hate that, Twyla Brace. Where can people find you to find out more about this? Everyone's asking.
Yeah, they can go to refusereal.id.org. refusereal.id.org. And we are asking everyone to turn in their Real ID and get a state driver's license and register it at the bottom of that page in our map. refusereal.id.org.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is scary stuff. We are afraid of it when Obama was doing it, y'all. We should be afraid of it no matter what president is doing it. And right now, that's Donald Trump. Okay, we all need a strategy, right? No, let's not kid ourselves. We're going to eat a lot on Thanksgiving. Fight it all you want. You're gonna. I'm gonna. Like, I'm on a PhD weight loss plan and I stick to it religiously. But I gotta tell you, if you saw the list of what I'm gonna eat on Thanksgiving, you'd be appalled. And I bet it's the same for you. You already fantasizing about those like once a year desserts. I have stuff I only make once a year and it's really good. And we just chow down on it and then we put it away till next Thanksgiving. So what is your strategy? What should it be? Okay, this is actually kind of fascinating. Your strategy for Thanksgiving. Can one big meal really make you gain weight? Listen to this. For those of us brave enough to step on the scale, the day after Thanksgiving or Christmas, you can sometimes see an increase of up to, 5 to 10 pounds. Yeah, it's what you ate. And it's also water, like retained water weight, that apparently just gorging yourself like that makes you retain water. So that's also why you feel kind of gross the next day. But you will quickly lose it as if you didn't eat it. In fact, one big meal like that is actually good for your metabolism, like firing it up if you do not follow up that one day, that one big meal. And they say anywhere between 2,500 and 10,000 calories with another big meal. In other words, and this is fascinating, this is popular science. Dr. Jeannie A. Cooper, head of the Department of Kinesiology at the University of Georgia, says one big meal is not going to put the holiday pounds on you. Yes, you're going to see it on the scale the next day or two, but you will even out as long as you continue with your regular routine. By the end of the year, you won't have gained a thing. But if you follow up with another day of leftovers, then maybe a day after that, and you finish off the other half of the leftover pumpkin pie, then you're going to gain the weight. So just a strategy for this week enjoy, indulge, have that amazing Thanksgiving meal, eat it all that day. You know what I'm talking about? The pies and the stuffing and the casserole and the turkey and the gravy and a lot more stuff. And then stop. Don't eat anymore. If you get on the treadmill every day like I do, get on the treadmill. That's actually the science behind the day after weight spike. It's actually the leftovers that kill you, not just one big meal. So what they're saying, popular science, have that big Thanksgiving meal, chow down, eat whatever you want. I'm giving you permission. And then do it again at Christmas. But don't do it in between. So, you know, the leftovers are for the skinny people in your family. Just give them to them. Let them eat them. Texter writes, hey, Tira, when are you doing your annual how to cook a turkey sandwich? I thought about doing that this year, but I was like, I do that every year. Do you guys really want to hear it again? I could do it because I make the most fabulous turkey of anyone, anywhere. I'll put my turkey up against anyone. And you know how I learned it? This is why I always do it, as I learned it from you guys. Because for many, many years, I mean, Lee was trying to help me cook or calling it. People were calling in trying to help me cook. I could not make a turkey worth a damn. My husband will vouch for this. And so my family would come and, you know, they'd kind of politely nod at like the little piece of turkey they took. But they came for the rest of my side dishes because those are quite good. But I never could make a turkey. You really want to know? You want to know? I'll tell you how to do it. Because I'd learned from you guys on the text line and just trying stuff that you had suggested. Well, okay, because it's not too late. It's Monday. What you need is an Oster turkey cooker, O-S-T-E-R, or one of the knockoffs. I think the Oster right now is selling for like $144, which is crazy because I got mine for $50. Yeah, that thing got Bidenflated. But if you put like Oster in on Amazon, O-S-T-E-R, it's a turkey cooker. All the knockoff brands will come up and they work great too. Get yourself an actual turkey cooker, okay? It's like a thing. It is specifically for turkeys. It is amazing. Anybody can do this, including me. You do nothing to the turkey, right? You just walk it over, put it in the turkey cooker, and cook that sucker. And people will think you're a cooking genius. I'm not a big fan of turkey, except if it's made this way. Okay, but wait, you're still gonna screw it up if you don't have one other thing. And that one other thing is a temp monitor. You can get one at like Target, Walmart, places like that for $12 to $15. They still got them. I saw some this weekend. And you stick that, you get the one that you stick the needle in the back of the turkey, right? And you stick it in there. It's got a long wire and it comes out of the turkey cooker and you can see the temperature, the internal temperature, okay? Here's the secret. It will say on the turkey package, take it out at 180. Do not do that. That is wrong. You take it out at 170. And then you put it on a counter. It will go up to 180 on its own. You do not cut that sucker for 40 to 50 minutes. Let it finish cooking on the counter. You will have the best turkey ever. There, I did it. Somebody's going to text me and ask me to repeat. I know that's coming. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line and see what the people say. Texture writes, Tira, I wet brined my turkey for 24 hours. I did that 1 year. I think I made myself sick. I can't get that involved with the meat. I got the germs on me and it didn't work. You don't even need to do it. You want to make the most perfect turkey ever. You still have time because it's Monday. Get yourself an Oster turkey cooker, O-S-T-E-R. You can look it up online. When you do, all the knockoff brands will come up too. And those work well as well, but the thing is meant to cook a turkey, and then get yourself a $10 to $15. It's, you know, basically a temp monitor. You're gonna stick that in the back of the turkey, and you're gonna ignore the directions on the turkey. And I actually 1 year had a butterball expert on to confirm this for you. Lawyers write the directions on the turkey at the grocery store. And so that's why they tell you, hey, let it get to 180, then take it out, right? And you know, it's got that little pin in it, it'll pop saying it got to 180. If you leave it in there till that pin pops, you're gonna have a dry turkey. No one's gonna like it. You're gonna think turkey is awful because that's not how you should cook it. That's how the liability lawyers say you should cook it. What you should actually do is wait till it gets to 170. You can measure that. You see it get to 170, pull it right out at 170. That is the main, even if you don't have the turkey cooker, you're going to do it in the oven. Pull it out at 170, put it on, you know, a surface that can handle the heat. Don't touch it. do not, depending on the size of it, if it's like a 15 pounder, you could do 30, 40 minutes. If it's like mine, it's gonna be like 23 pounder. You're gonna wanna let it set for 50 minutes to an hour. I'm not kidding. Do not cut into it. Okay, this is gonna defy your basic instincts. You're gonna feel like it's getting cold. It's not. In fact, it'll shock you when you finally cut into it. It'll be very warm. And if you've got the temp monitor into it, you'll see it starts at 170, and then the weirdest thing happens. It will finish cooking itself on the top of, like, on your counter, on your oven. You will see that it will go up to 175 and then 180 and then maybe a little over 180 as the heat escapes. But it's still going to be very, very warm when you cut into it. If you cut into it as soon as it comes out of the oven, all of that steam, you'll see the steam go flying. Yeah, that was what made your turkey dry. You don't want that. Let it finish cooking itself, and it's going to be the best turkey you ever made. But you want to cook it to 170. I mean, don't be pulling it out at 165 because then I'm afraid it's not going to be fully cooked. But you, trust me, it will fully cook at 170. And you're going to want to make sure it gets up to 180 on your counter with the temp monitor in it. And again, you can still go get those temperature measures. They're great. You get them at Target, has them, Walmart. You just put it in on Google and it will spit out a bunch of locations. You can get one, go pick it up today. It makes all the difference. If you can't get the turkey cooker, get the temp monitor. It is going to be the best turkey you made. If you follow my directions, I resisted doing this for a number of years and then finally broke down and worked perfectly. And so my turkey is legendary in my family. People drive from three states for it. That's why. Because I finally had somebody send me that video. I did it. One of you sent it to me on the text line, and I've been amazing ever since at it. Okay, but another text writes, you would pull it out at 165, really? See, to me, that's kind of living on the edge. You think you'll pull it out at 165? I don't know. I take it to 170, and it works. Texture rates, Oster Turkey Roaster. Yes, O-S-T-E-R. Those are expensive now. They've been Bidenflated since I bought mine for $50, but you can even get one of the knockoff brand ones. It doesn't matter. Just put Oster in and they'll all come up. So you go do that today. People might think you're a genius. You are a genius cooking that turkey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.